Welcome to the deep dive. If you're running a small business right now, heading into December, the idea of competing for attention on Google Ads. Well, it might feel a bit like showing up to a stadium concert with a ukulele, right?
Ah, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You're facing down these massive companies with advertising budgets that just seem, well, limitless.
That's a powerful image, and it really captures the feeling, you know, many small business owners have.
Yeah.
December is this incredibly fertile ground for reaching customers actively looking to spend, searching for holiday deals, last-minute gifts, all that stuff Google's own data confirms. Mm. But that intense demand also creates a, well, hyper-competitive environment where those with the deepest pockets can often just dominate.
But what if I told you that winning in Google Ads this December isn't solely about who can shout the loudest or, you know, in this case, bid the highest?
Okay, I'm listening.
That's the core of what we're diving into today. Even with more constrained budget, smart, strategic campaigns can absolutely connect you with the right holiday shoppers. We've sifted through some really valuable information to extract the key strategies that can help you not just get noticed, but actually drive meaningful results this holiday season.
And what's truly eye-opening, I think, is the sheer importance of December for so many businesses. It's not just a blip on the radar. It can be the make-or-break month that significantly impacts your overall revenue for the year.
Right.
That huge spike in searches for holiday-related terms represents a massive influx of potential buyers actively seeking solutions.
Missing out here.
Well, can have serious consequences.
Okay, so let's get tactical. One of the first things that jumped out from our sources is the critical element of timing. It sounds obvious, maybe, but apparently a lot of small businesses wait until the December rush to even think about their holiday Google ads.
And by then, as you can imagine, it's awfully too late. The prime advertising real estate is already heavily contested, and the cost for those essential keywords, it's often skyrocketed.
Oof.
Launching your campaigns in December puts you at a significant disadvantage right from the start.
So the clear recommendation is to launch those campaigns in November. Get that early foothold. What's the real advantage of getting in there, like, a month ahead of the peak?
Well, think of it this way. November is your opportunity to reach the early birds.
Yeah.
You know, those shoppers who like to beat the crowds, snag deals early, and have their holiday shopping wrapped up before the last-minute frenzy.
Okay.
By targeting them in November, you're not just making sales you might otherwise miss to competitors who started sooner,
mm-hmm.
but you're also building valuable momentum and, crucially, gathering data on what's working before the really intense competition of December hits.
Right, right. It's not just about being first to the party, though, is it? The source really stresses using that November period for something more active, for, like, experimentation and refinement.
Absolutely. Consider November your testing lab. You can play around with different ad copy to see what resonates, identify which keywords are actually driving clicks and conversions, and experiment with various bidding approaches, all in a slightly less cutthroat environment than December.
Makes sense.
This lets you learn what's effective, fine-tune your campaigns based on real-world performance, and be in a much stronger position to capitalize when those critical December weeks arrive. The key here is to have a clear timeline, actively try different things, and diligently track and adjust based on what the early data tells you.
That makes perfect sense. Now, when we talk about going up against those huge advertising budgets, one really smart strategy the source highlights is focusing on long-tail keywords. For those of us who aren't living and breathing Google Ads, can you break down what these are and why they can be such a powerful tool for smaller businesses?
Sure. So imagine the vast ocean of searches happening on Google during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Broad keywords like gifts for mom. That's like trying to catch fish with a giant net in the middle of that ocean. You might catch a lot, but you'll also get a lot of seaweed, and you're competing with everyone else with big nets.
Okay.
Long tail keywords, on the other hand, are like using a fishing rod in a specific well-stocked pond. They're longer, more specific search phrases. So instead of gifts for mom, you might target something like unique personalized photo frame for grandma or best-smelling lavender candle gift set.
Ah, okay. So instead of that huge net approach, it's about being really precise with what you're trying to catch. And the benefit for small businesses is that because these searches are so specific, there's generally far less competition for those terms, right? Which usually means more affordable bids.
Exactly. The major players, they tend to focus on those high-volume, very general keywords, which naturally drives up the cost per click. By honing in on these more niche long-tail phrases, small businesses can often bid much more affordably and still attract visitors who have a very clear idea of what they're looking for.
Interesting.
Think of long-tail keywords as like digital whispers directly to your ideal customer, cutting through the holiday noise that the broad keywords create.
Right.
The advice here is to use tools like the Google Keyword Planner or, you know, other SEO tools like Ahrefs to uncover these less obvious but highly effective search terms. Then organize your ad campaigns around them. And crucially, make sure those exact phrases appear in your ad copy and on the landing page your ad directs to. This alignment is key to improving what Google calls your quality score.
You mentioned quality score. That sounds important. Can you briefly explain what that is again and why that alignment matters so much?
Absolutely. Quality score is essentially Google's rating of the quality and relevance of your ads and keywords. It's a crucial metric because a higher quality score can lead to lower cost per click and better ad positions in the search results.
Okay, lower costs, better positions. Got it.
By ensuring that your keywords, your ad copy, and the content on your landing page are all tightly related, you're signaling to Google that your ad is highly relevant to what the user is searching for. This makes Google more likely to show your ad and often at a lower cost than competitors with less relevant ads. Makes sense.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, another area where small businesses have a real inherent advantage and one we should definitely be tapping into is our local presence. The source really emphasizes the power of local targeting.
Yes. This is where small businesses can truly shine and leverage a connection that large national corporations often can't replicate. You have a direct link to your local community.
Right.
Google Ads allows you to focus your campaigns very precisely on specific geographic areas down to individual cities, neighborhoods, even zip codes. If you have a physical store or serve a particular local customer base, this is an incredibly powerful tool.
So what are the practical steps for someone wanting to really target their local market effectively with Google Ads? Like, what do they actually do?
Well, the first and most fundamental step is setting up those location-based targeting parameters within your Google Ads campaigns. Define your area.
Okay.
Then you absolutely need to utilize location extensions. These allow your business address and phone number to appear directly in your ads, making it incredibly easy for local customers to find you, maybe get directions, or even call you straight away.
Ah, convenient.
Totally. And finally, tailor your ad copy to specifically mention your local area. Phrases like, shop local this holiday season, or serving the your town name community can really resonate with customers who are consciously looking to support businesses in their own backyard.
Moving on to something that's absolutely vital in today's digital world, especially during the holiday rush when everyone's constantly on their phones, prioritizing a mobile-first design.
Oh, this is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Seriously, all the data, including insights from Google themselves, underscores the dominance of mobile shopping, particularly during peak seasons like the holidays. People are constantly browsing, comparing prices, making purchases directly from their smartphones.
Mm.
If your website and, critically, your landing pages aren't fully optimized for mobile devices, you are essentially creating a huge barrier for a significant portion of your potential customers. You're just losing sales.
So it's not just about having a website that works on mobile anymore, is it? It's about designing with mobile in mind first. What does that look like in the context of our Google Ads campaigns?
Yeah, exactly. It means ensuring that every single element of your campaign is designed for the mobile user experience. This includes using responsive search ads. Those automatically adjust their appearance to fit different screen sizes.
Right.
Making absolutely sure that your landing pages load lightning fast on mobile devices.
Yeah.
Like super fast.
Yeah.
And are incredibly easy to navigate with touchscreens. Your calls to action need to be clear, concise, easy to tap with a thumb.
Easy to tap, yeah.
The source even suggests considering mobile-specific offers, like maybe a discount code just for mobile users, or free shipping on mobile orders, as a way to incentivize those on-the-go shoppers.
Oh, interesting idea.
And the most important actionable step, actually test your landing pages on a variety of mobile devices, different phones, different screen sizes, to ensure a seamless and frustration-free experience. Don't just assume it works.
All right, we've talked about reaching the right people with the right keywords and targeting, but how do we make our ads really grab their attention when they're scrolling through, you know, a sea of holiday promotions? The source points to the often underutilized power of ad extensions.
Ah, yes, ad extensions. Think of them as a way to give your ads a real boost, like adding extra features to a car to make it more appealing. They allow you to include additional valuable information beyond just the standard headline description and website URL. This could be links to specific popular pages on your website, like your holiday gift guide or your best-selling items.
Your site link extensions, right?
Exactly, site link extensions. Mm-hmm. Or your phone number, so people can call you directly. That's a call extension.
Mm-hmm.
Or even snippets highlighting key product features or special offers. Those are structured snippet extensions and promotion extensions.
Mm.
What's fascinating is how much more visual real estate your ad can occupy on the search results page when you use extensions effectively. This increased visibility naturally makes your ad stand out and gives potential customers more compelling reasons to click.
So it's about maximizing our ad's presence on the page and giving people more direct pathways to what they're looking for. Makes sense.
Precisely. During the busy holiday shopping period, when search results pages are often crammed with both paid and organic listings, effectively using ad extensions can be the crucial difference between your ad being seen and being well overlooked.
Yeah.
Site link extensions can guide users straight to your most tempting holiday deals or curated gift collections. Call extensions make it incredibly convenient for them to inquire about products or services. And structured snippets can quickly communicate your unique selling points, like free shipping or eco-friendly materials. It's all about providing relevant information upfront and making it as effortless as possible for customers to find exactly what they need.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what about those potential customers who click on our ad, maybe browse a few items, but don't actually complete a purchase? The source emphasizes the often underestimated importance of retargeting. Can you explain how that works specifically within the context of Google Ads?
Right, retargeting, or sometimes called remarketing. It's a really smart tactic that allows you to show ads specifically to people who have previously visited your website.
Okay.
Think of it as a gentle reminder to those who have already shown some level of interest in your products or services. What's so powerful here is that these are not cold leads. These are individuals who have already engaged with your brand.
Right, they're warm leads.
Exactly. By re-engaging them with targeted ads as they browse other websites that are part of Google's vast display network, you can significantly increase the likelihood of them returning to your site and finally making that purchase.
So it's like a second chance to connect with someone who was already leaning towards us. How do we actually go about setting up a retargeting campaign in Google Ads? Is it complicated?
The first step is to define your retargeting audience within Google Ads. This typically involves adding a small piece of code, often called a pixel or a tag, to your website.
Okay, a pixel.
Yeah. This pixel anonymously tracks your website visitors. It sounds techy, but Google provides pretty clear instructions. Once you have this set up, you can create specific ad campaigns that are designed to target these past visitors.
Got it.
The source recommends crafting compelling ad creatives that highlight your current holiday offers, maybe even incorporating a sense of urgency like, "Still thinking it over. Our holiday sale ends soon."
Nice.
And dynamic remarketing takes this even further by showing users the exact products they viewed on your site in the retargeting ads, which can be incredibly effective in prompting them to complete their purchase.
Wow, that sounds powerful. Now, with a potentially limited budget, it feels like every single click needs to have a real purpose, you know? The source really stresses the importance of conversion optimization. What exactly does that entail?
Absolutely. When you're working with a tighter budget, you need to ensure that every dollar you spend on ads is actually contributing to your bottom line, whether that's through direct sales or generating valuable leads. Those are your conversions.
Right.
Conversion optimization is the ongoing process of making strategic improvements to your ad campaigns and your website to maximize that conversion rate, the percentage of visitors who complete your desired action.
Okay.
This involves carefully examining everything from the specific keywords you're bidding on and the language in your ad copy to the design and content of your landing pages and the overall user experience on your website. It's holistic.
So it's a comprehensive approach to really fine-tuning the entire customer journey from that initial click to the final conversion. What are some concrete, actionable steps we can take to boost our conversion rates?
Well, the source emphasizes the critical importance of continuous testing and data-driven optimization. Start by using Google Ads' built-in A/B testing tools. Experiment with different versions of your ad headlines, descriptions. See which ones drive the most clicks and conversions.
Okay, A/B testing.
Yeah. Ensure that your landing pages are laser-focused on the specific keywords in your ads and provide a seamless transition from the ad to the page content. Make your calls to action crystal clear and prominent. Build trust and credibility with elements like customer testimonials, security badges, clear return policy.
Trust signals, yeah.
Exactly. And you need to consistently monitor your conversion rate and your cost per conversion. Be prepared to make adjustments based on the performance data you're seeing. If a particular ad or landing page isn't delivering results, don't hesitate to tweak it or even replace it entirely. Be agile.
Speaking of getting those clicks and driving those conversions, it's the holiday season, and let's face it, people are actively looking for deals and savings. The Source really highlights the value of strategically implementing seasonal offers.
Oh, definitely. Holiday shoppers are absolutely in a deal-seeking mindset. By creating compelling special seasonal offers, things like discounts, free expedited shipping, or attractive bundle gift sets, you can significantly make your ads more appealing and increase your click-through rates and ultimately your conversion rates. Mm. The crucial thing is to clearly and prominently communicate these offers in your ad copy and on your landing pages so that potential customers immediately recognize the value you're providing. Don't hide the good stuff.
And the Source even mentions the effectiveness of creating a sense of urgency with limited time offers. How powerful a tactic can that be, really?
It can be remarkably effective, especially during the fast-paced holiday shopping season. Using phrases like limited time holiday discount or sale ends this weekend can motivate shoppers to make a purchase decision more quickly rather than putting it off, you know?
Right, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Exactly. You can even use countdown timers directly on your website or in certain ad formats to visually reinforce that sense of urgency and scarcity. These tactics tap into proven psychological principles that encourage immediate action.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground with these tactics, but ultimately our success with Google Ads is going to significantly depend on how we manage our bids. The Source really emphasizes the critical nature of having a well-thought-out bidding strategy, particularly with that heightened holiday competition.
That's absolutely right. With more advertisers vying for the same valuable keywords during December, the cost per click can fluctuate dramatically. Small businesses need to be really smart and strategic with their bidding to avoid, well, quickly burning through their budget, and to ensure their ads are being shown to the right audience at the most impactful times.
So what's the recommendation there?
The Source strongly recommends exploring Google Ads automated smart bidding strategies. Things like target CPA, cost per acquisition, where you tell Google the maximum you're willing to pay for a conversion, or target ROAS, return on ad spend, where you specify the return you want to achieve on your ad spend. These automated systems use Google's vast amounts of data and machine learning to adjust your bids in real time based on your performance goals and the likelihood of a click leading to a conversion.
So instead of us manually setting and constantly tweaking bids for every single keyword, which sounds exhausting, we can essentially leverage Google's algorithms to do some of that heavy lifting for us.
Precisely. You set your target cost per conversion or your desired return on ad spend, and Google's sophisticated systems automatically adjust your bids up or down in each individual auction to try and achieve those targets within the daily budget you've set.
Gotcha.
It's also still essential, though, to establish a realistic daily budget that aligns with your overall marketing goals and financial resources. And definitely use Google Ads Performance Planner tool to forecast potential results and make informed decisions about your budget allocation.
Yeah.
While smart bidding can be incredibly effective, it's still important to regularly monitor your bidding performance and make adjustments as needed based on the data you're seeing. It's not completely set it and forget it.
Okay, that makes sense. This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. Now, for some small business owners listening, all of these different elements, I mean, it might still feel a little overwhelming to implement effectively. The Source does offer one final practical recommendation: considering partnering with experts.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Mm-hmm. Managing Google Ads successfully truly requires a specific skill set and, honestly, ongoing attention to detail. For small business owners who are already juggling numerous responsibilities, outsourcing their Google Ads management to a specialized agency can be a very strategic decision and potentially a high return investment.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies like Double Dome Digital Marketing, which was mentioned in our Source material, they have the dedicated expertise and the necessary tools to set up and meticulously optimize campaigns, conduct in-depth keyword research, including uncovering those crucial long-tail and local search terms we discussed, and stay current with the ever-evolving best practices and latest platform updates. It's their full-time job.
And The Source even provides a direct way for our listeners to connect with them, suggesting they can contact Double Dome to learn more or visit their website. The phone number provided is 404-633-TWEEL24. So it's definitely an option worth exploring for those who want to ensure their valuable advertising budget is being used as efficiently and effectively as possible during this critical holiday season.
Absolutely. Engaging expert help can free up your valuable time and allow you to focus on other essential aspects of running your business, you know, with the peace of mind knowing that your Google Ads campaigns are in capable hands. They can help you navigate the complexities of the platform and develop a customized strategy designed to help you effectively compete and achieve your holiday sales goals.
So, to bring it all together, the key takeaway from our deep dive today is this. Small businesses absolutely can effectively compete on Google Ads in December, even when faced with those seemingly giant competitors. It's not about who has the biggest pile of cash, it's about who has the smartest, most strategic approach.
Exactly. By remembering the importance of getting an early start in November, deeply understanding and targeting those specific long-tail keywords and your valuable local audience, relentlessly optimizing your campaigns for mobile users and for conversions, strategically leveraging the power of often overlooked ad extensions and retargeting, crafting compelling and timely seasonal offers, and implementing a data-driven smart bidding strategy, you can absolutely position your business for significant success during this pivotal holiday period.
And that leads us to our final thought for you to really consider. As you reflect on your own business and the approaching holiday season, take a moment to think about which of these specific strategies you could realistically implement immediately to gain a competitive edge. What is the unique value proposition of your small business, and how can you best highlight that to truly resonate with holiday shoppers who are looking for exactly what you offer? Take some time to revisit your own understanding of your business and your customers with these points firmly in mind. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.